B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Friday.
I know.
I'm telling you what, I thought Wednesday was Thursday. Thursday was Friday. I was all messed up on days.
Thursday didn't feel like a Friday because it was so warm.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
It felt a little Thursday-y to me. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's me.
We were busy.
I like wanted to be out at a brewery drinking a beer.
And
I
get this. Today doesn't feel like Friday to me. Now I feel like I'm stuck in Thursday.
Today feels like a Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon, if you ask me.
That's so stupid.
Well, it is Friday, you guys, and you know what that means. It means we have the legendary Friday free-for-all at 7:45 this morning. We like to kick off the weekend at 7:45, kind of, you know, get you in the weekend mood as you're heading into work.
Yeah, so you get excited, and then you walk into the office, and then you hate everything.
That's right.
That's what we do. We're an emotional roller coaster. We really know how to mess with your emotions. We also said today's your last chance to qualify to go on the set of Party on Location with the AMC Walking Dead down in Atlanta.
Yep, that's one of those cool prizes that you can't buy. You could just win. We do have a great relationship with the people at AMC and The Walking Dead. So we've sent so many Walking Dead fans to either LA, I think Vegas one time, Atlanta. So, yeah, like Roy said, that'll happen at 6:50. And then don't forget.
I'm surprised they don't just film the dang show here with how many times we keep sending our listeners to them.
Yeah, I mean.
It'd be cheaper for them. Be like, all right, come to university.
Hey, and then don't forget, during the Legendary Friday free-for-all, just around 8:12 this morning, we'll have your tickets to the mixtape tour to go see the New Kids on the Block.
Very
and some other
cool.
Really cool artists, okay?
That's awesome.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
Tell me.
We haven't opened up the show and told you guys to call in so we can say good morning to you. Like, what are you doing this morning? Where are you going if it's not work?
Why are you awake?
Yeah, like, if you're not going to work, what are you on the road for right now? What are you getting ready for? 704-570-9595. Didn't we talk to somebody on our Facebook Live who was in labor the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was being induced yesterday, I believe.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means.
What does that mean?
It means that they did something to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
By making her have a baby.
They're going to make... Yeah, did she take the inducer from Hawthorne's, the pizza?
She said no. We asked her. Yeah.
No, she said no.
Okay. 7045...
Although she did tell me what she did do, and it's pretty graphic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was pretty open.
Yeah. You're supposed to move furniture.
Oh, that was one of the things
she
did.
Yeah. I remember that's the most furniture moving I've ever had was Amanda's, like, last week of being pregnant.
Last week, man.
I was like crawling down the steps trying to get out of there. Hey, what are you doing this morning? What are you doing right now that isn't like your normal? You're like maybe not going to work. What are you doing? We want to talk to you guys.
Let's talk with Erica. Erica, first caller of the MRL Morning Show this Friday.
What's up? How are y'all?
We're great. We're so happy to talk to you. What are you doing today?
Right now, I am on my way to Charleston, to the beach.
Ooh.
Just for a fun weekend?
Yeah. Just for a fun weekend, yeah. Good weather, so we decided to go.
Good for you.
That's
I know, super excited.
So. You got room for one more?
You're going to be there by breakfast. It's not that far of a drive.
Exactly. We're going to hit up the brunch place, Pages. Super good.
I've been there. That is really good.
Isn't it super good? Great mojitos. So. Yeah.
Who are you going with, Erica?
My mom and my best friend and my family, my sister and my brother. You know.
Oh, everybody.
We're all just going.
It's a family affair.
Is it a convoy? Is it multiple vehicles?
Just two.
Okay, so are you in the front car or the back car?
Yeah, I'm in the front because I got to hit up Duncan first.
Oh, okay, well that's important.
You know. Hey, that's a proud sponsor of the MRL show.
Really important. Tell the people behind you, maybe they're listening to the show. All right, the car behind your car, I want you to lay on the horn and flash the lights.
You know, it's our favorite. It. Honk of the horn, flash of the lights bit.
Yeah, got it already.
Good. Awesome.
Really? They did? Oh, that's cool. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Erica. Enjoy Charleston and have fun at the beach, okay?
Will do. Thank you. You too. Bye.
I am so jealous.
Everybody's jealous.
Yeah.
And I love Charleston. I have dreams of one day retiring there, many, many years away.
I need to go down there in the next few weeks, Roy. If you want to come with me, my sister-in-law's hotel just opened down there.
Let's go. Love it. I love it. I know Charleston like the back of my hand now. In fact, I know Charleston so well. I know like all the cool places that none of the tourists go.
Cool.
Isn't that a cool move?
I want to go like a local.
Yeah. It's like neighborhood pizza places you would never know about.
You know what's sad is we had a lot of lines ringing, and then I think people realized that we said, call us if you're not going to work. And then everybody hung up. So to me, it seems like Erica's the only one having fun with her 12 family members.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, like, if you're doing something, if you're awake right now and you're listening to us and you're not doing your normal thing, like you're not going to work or you're not coming home from work, give us a call, 704-570-9595. We just want to say hi. How much do you think, if you put it together, Loren, and you figured out salaries... How much do you think a stay-at-home mom should make a year?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A new survey by Salary.com gathered a handful of jobs that reflect a day in the life of a mom.
Yeah.
Because the stay-at-home mom does so much. The annual salary of a stay-at-home mom, according to Salary.com, you ready for this?
Yeah.
$162,000.
Yeah. That should be starting salary.
Because they play a bunch of hybrid roles, including education,
yep,
the housekeeper, facilities director, interior decorator, chef, whoa, tax accountant, and staff nurse.
Amen.
How about that?
My mom was a stay-at-home mom when I was in elementary school. And the things that she had to deal with, like my brother is 7 years younger than me, so he was just being born. I was at school. I was always in some kind of social trouble. I would come home with demerits in my backpack that were like all crumbled up and stuffed in the bottom so nobody would find it. And then she would have a student teacher conference and they would empty out my desk and I would have like four detentions in there.
I thought you were like laid back and laid low in high school.
I was a good girl, but I would get demerits for talking, being late, like silly things. Like once I was in school, I was good.
Okay.
I can imagine her being late. That does not shock me a bit. You can see that. All right, let's talk with Megan.
Good morning, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What are you doing?
Thank you. We're on our way to lacrosse practice right now.
On the way?
Lacrosse practice at 6 a.m.?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right before school.
Is it in a different state? Or
it's in South Carolina.
What time do you have to be in school?
We have to be at school at 8:15.
Oh, yeah. So you got probably like an hour of practice?
Yeah.
Are you on the field or are you in the gym?
In the field.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, so they turn the lights on for you?
It's nice out right now.
Oh, that's awful. Well, let me call
I know.
What? Why is that awful?
That's great.
That's awful. To go play lacrosse this early in the morning.
I'm sure she loves lacrosse. Yeah, that's why she plays it.
It's one of the many reasons why I decided to quit football is when they made me work out twice a day. I was like, y'all are crazy. I'm not doing that.
Megan, what school do you go to?
Clover.
Shout out to Clover.
All right. Well, have fun this morning.
Thank you. That's the home of Lori, one of our favorite callers.
Yeah. Yep.
This is Rachel. Rachel, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What are you doing early this morning?
Hey, I'm just driving to nursing school right now.
How many days a week do you go to nursing school?
Three. Three clinicals, so that's always fun because you get to work for free.
Oh, it sucks.
God, you're a Debbie Downer today.
I know. Roy?
Working for free. All right, hang on. Give me a damn second to recover, okay? It sucks, but you know what? The great thing about being a nurse is that you get to go do and work anywhere in the country that you want to. Nurses are needed everywhere.
And you're
so
helping
cool.
people.
That's true. Very true.
Did Roy make you feel better? Because I felt like she was shouting at you.
Yeah, that was like backhanded.
I think he hyped me up a little bit.
There you go. He's your hype man. All right, Rachel, thanks for doing what you do. Good luck today, okay? Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Buddy, you came in hot today saying you had a bad morning and you didn't want to talk about it, but I feel like you have to because something's bottled up.
Yeah.
There's nothing bottled up. I think, you know what? You know what? Is this going to be a weird show?
No. I'm having a good time so far.
Okay.
I think you're just making it weird.
Yeah.
I'm making it weird.
You know what? This date's over.
I'm going home.
It's the MRL show.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life?
Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
I love when we get messages and notes from people who are MRL show family members. Like this one. It says, hey, Manny, Roy, and Loren. My name is Lizzie, and I'm such a huge fan of yours. My sister and I wake up to your show every morning and blast it throughout the house. It's so great.
Aw.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for everything you do and for making me laugh every morning, even when I'm tired. Thank you for being great yet so amazing. I'm so thankful for y'all. Don't know what I would do without you in the morning. P.S. War of the Roses is our favorite thing ever.
Aw.
So good morning to Lizzie and her sister, who she doesn't give a name to. It's just her sister.
But that's a really sweet note.
It is a sweet note. They're blasting us right now. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Here's a quick thing, Loren, before you get into the dirty things that couples should stop posting on social media. I have a folder of stuff that we just never get to, and I just want to clean it out because it's getting heavy.
Okay.
So I'm just blowing through some random things.
That's fine.
So things couples should stop posting on social media. Status updates declaring how in love you are with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a sign that there's something wrong.
Me too.
True. That is true. I think there's something to that.
To do it every once in a while is one thing, but to be sitting on your soapbox and barking it.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
Don't screenshot and then post your text conversations. This article from Pure Wow says, we don't get your inside jokes. We know they're hilarious to you, but it's not so endearing to us.
Ooh, I just did that with Dallas.
You did? You posted a text?
Yeah. When I got that fortune cookie I think it was on my Twitter. When I got that fortune cookie that was like, you'll get a great deal on a big purchase, and I sent it to him, and he was like, no, with like all the like shopping emojis. Right. And then he said, well, maybe a house. So
you get a little bit of a pass because you have an audience that understands that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you were just, you know, didn't have the radio audience or your blog audience, whichever one's bigger. Passive-aggressive rants about your significant other. Keep your spat about who left the dirty dishes in the sink to yourselves, this article says. Don't go public with it.
Yeah. You know what I also think is weird is when people talk about how beautiful their significant others are.
Yeah.
When they're like overly doing it.
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes like if it's Amanda's birthday or it's Mother's Day, I'll be like, this is my amazingly hot wife because I really do think she's hot. So I'm going to throw that out there.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't have to oversell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. These are things that you should stop posting on social media if you're a couple. An endless feed of photos. Like, if you're on vacation, maybe 2 or 3 photos in 7 days is good.
I like what Loren does. She does, like, a batch upload. I don't know. Like, I'll see you upload, like, 20 photos, and I appreciate that.
On my Facebook.
Yeah, at one time.
I hold them all, and then I, you know, add to my radio album or my family album.
Don't take bed selfies. That's what this article says. Don't take bed selfies. Keep your private business private.
I like it when people take bed selfies and they pretend they're sleeping. Because, like, you know, like, they're just sitting there with their eyes closed trying to take a selfie, trying to look cute.
Hey, Bieber and Haley Baldwin seem like they've broken every one of those rules.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the dirty, Loren.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I'm glad you brought them up, Manny, because they're at the top of my dirty today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're on the cover of Vogue magazine, and they're opening up about some very private things in their life, including the fact that they waited to move furniture before they got married this past September.
Oh, good.
That Bieber says that he legitimately had intimacy problems with moving furniture, and not like you're thinking.
Didn't work?
No, I don't think that's what he meant. I think he meant like being intimate to him, like you jumped the shark, and you're like more into what the person looks like as opposed to the relationship.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So they waited. No, it doesn't.
No.
He said he went an entire year without moving furniture before Haley came into his life. And he thinks that that's why God blessed him with Haley. He also says that that's why it was a very quick wedding that played into it. It wasn't the only reason, but it did play into it.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. So a couple things with that. I don't believe in the timeline that he waited a year. And two... He wanted to move furniture, so he hurried up and got married.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, she just dropped her new album, and we've got a couple songs that we want to play for you. But before we get there, there's this little spat going on between her and the Grammys right now, where she turned in some songs that she wanted to perform at the Grammys, and the producers said, no, we'd rather you do this, and she felt creatively snubbed. So she decided not to perform. Then the Grammys came out and said, oh, she feels like it's too late to pull something together, but we feel bad. And she said, I could pull a performance together overnight.
Ooh, she clapped back?
She did clap back on social media. She said, I offer three different songs. It's about collaboration and feeling supported. And it's about art and honesty, not politics. So there's a little tiff going on between the two there. But she does have that album that just dropped. And first, we have Needy for you.
Okay.
It sounds like her old album, kind of.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Needy kind of reminded me of the Pete Davidson song.
Okay. Well, the next song is NASA, which is supposed to be about Pete Davidson.
Because he wore that NASA shirt to the MTV VMAs. Nice. Okay. Yeah. And so we'll play cuts all morning long since her album dropped at midnight.
Yes, exactly. That's your dirty for now.
All right. Thank you, Loren. When we come back, I want to tell you, a bride has asked every one of her wedding guests to wear this to the wedding. And when we tell you what it is, it's going to blow you away. We'll do it in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Less than 10 minutes to give you one of those really cool things that you can't buy. You could just win on the MRL show. It's an exclusive trip down to Atlanta to go hang out on the set of The Walking Dead, a little VIP party. It's all there, and that's coming up in about 9 minutes. But first,
I found this article, and this feels like a trick, y'all. This feels like this bride is trying to sabotage every person in her life. She asked her wedding party and her guests to do something which I think is unthinkable. Now, there's an unwritten rule when you go to a wedding that you're never supposed to wear white because it upstages the bride, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever do that.
No.
Well, this bride asked everyone attending her wedding to wear their old wedding dresses to her wedding.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
But it feels like a trick.
It does feel like a trick. You're breaking every rule.
Would you do that if a friend was getting married, Loren? Said, hey, put your wedding dress on?
Yeah, if I fit into it.
That's exactly where I was going. It's going to make more women mad.
Right. But she says, like, all her friends and family were very concerned about feeling like she was upstaged. Well, she had something planned for them, and she didn't wear a traditional white wedding dress. She wore a light blue gown.
Oh, so she
that
was
she
different.
Stuck out. Yeah. So it was kind of the reverse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, nobody ever wears their wedding dress again after the wedding day, typically, you know? So it gives you that option.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. She's like, you know, it's sad that you buy a wedding dress and then you only wear it once, which is true.
How many people? Does the article say how many women showed up wearing their wedding dress? Just out of curiosity.
I don't see it.
Okay. You know, if it's a smaller thing, then maybe if you had, you know, 15, but it would be funny to see 200 women in their wedding dresses, you know?
Think about the photo.
I think that's kind of cool, though. It's like a white party. You remember when those were a big thing? Mm-hmm. When everyone would wear white and go to the, you know, one party and the host would wear black or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got one of those with the gay community. They host a big white party. And for the life of me, I can't get invited to it. And I'm a...
And you're a white guy.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. But I'm a very publicly gay man in the media, and I can't get an invite to this damn party.
I want to go to this party, too. I've heard about it for years.
I don't know who organizes it. I hear about it. I see photos, and I'm like...
Where is it?
It's like how we don't really get invited to the Pride Parade. I'm like, really?
I think it's usually at the Duke Mansion.
Mm.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Is there a such thing in the gay community as being too gay?
No.
Because, like, you know, no. Nicole and Roy on the show, maybe they're like, okay, you guys are a little too gay for our liking.
No.
Says the Pride Fest.
No.
No, the Pride Fest likes to go with another group of people.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Another radio station? And
another radio station gets it, so.
That's it.
Hey, with the new Ariana Grande out, Loren's been playing cuts, and we'll play cuts all morning long. One thing that we haven't talked about is the mistake on her hand. We got to get into that.
Oh, yeah, the tattoo that was quote-unquote fixed and then not really fixed.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Plus, we're going to send someone to Atlanta to hang on the set of The Walking Dead. It's all coming up in under 10 minutes. All right, there you have it. Those are the tones.
You know, I like to touch our tones.
Well, not only that, when you touch the tones, that means you're going to win something. And all week long at this time, we've been hooking you guys up with a shot to head to Atlanta to go to the set of The Walking Dead for a VIP party. And you get to, I'm sure you'll get to see some of the actors, some of the action happening down there. And we need caller 9 right now.
704-570-9595. Caller number 9. We're going to give you a t-shirt for just being caller number 9. A kiss shirt. Which, by the way, we rarely order these, so this is super limited edition. And then you're in the running.
The Walking Dead returns this Sunday, by the way, February 10th at 9 on AMC. Make sure you're watching it here and go to AMC.com for details. Okay? So who do you want to take down to the bunker with you this week? So far,
three of the Rins, one Manny, zero Roy.
Oh, now, please, somebody please take Roy to the bunker.
Don't pick me just because it's the last day and I haven't had zero. Yeah, be honest with yourself. If you had to go and survive the zombies, who do you think would be a good person to do it with?
Listen, we have to deal with Roy all day. Please pick Roy. He's already having a morning.
Roy Brown, left out in the zombie apocalypse.
Roaming the random woods of Hickory. Trying to hide from the zombies.
The zombie, which is known for walking a very slow 0.5 miles an hour, has passed Roy.
I walk so slow, they think I'm one of them. I'm just wandering around. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. 704-570-9595, caller number 9. Tell us who you would take down into the bunker for the zombie apocalypse. And maybe it's Nicole. Ooh.
Ooh.
Plot twist. I would totally take Nicole. Nicole can defend herself.
Yeah, and Nicole would curb stomp a zombie.
We left her out of it because everybody would pick Nicole because she's so bad A. It's just the three of us. All right.
She knows how to make a shank from a toothbrush. I don't even know where she learned that.
Hi, caller number 9. What is your name?
Anna.
Anna? Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. You are now in the running for a trip to Atlanta to go to the set of The Walking Dead.
Yay. I've been trying all week.
Awesome.
Oh, great. Now you're in the running. Who do you want to take into the zombie bunker with you to fight the zombies?
I want to take you.
Thank you.
I've been fighting for you all week.
Oh, really? So you're not doing it out of pity?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to call in.
You know what? You're my favorite, Anna. I love you.
Anna in Mount Pleasant, we're not going to let you get away with it that fast. Why would you choose to bring Roy down to the zombie apocalypse bunker?
Oh, my gosh. Every morning, he just keeps me rolling, and I think that he would have a really fun time and be very optimistic.
Yeah, I am pretty optimistic. We'd be laughing, having a good old time, pooping in a hole.
Ew.
Wait, when did I ever say pooping in a hole?
I don't know.
In a hole. I bet it's talking from the days when I'd go hunting.
Maybe. Anna, you want to change your mind after hearing that?
Because I'll poop in a hole in the bunker.
All right, Anna, congratulations. We are going to announce the grand prize winner on Monday, I was told.
All right, perfect.
All right, so thanks. Hold on a second. And thanks to AMC and The Walking Dead for hooking us up this week. That was a lot of fun. Hey, there's something that we've been sitting on, just like the rest of the whole week worth of shows. We haven't gotten to anything, I feel. Roy went back to visit his parents not too long ago, Loren, and you told us something hilarious about your parents' house.
Yeah, I ended up doing an Instagram story series on all the weird things I found in Mom and Dad's house. And it's a lot of strange things.
Like, give us one, for instance.
They have a gold statue of Buddha. And they're not, that's not their religion.
I also saw a taxidermied rattlesnake, maybe?
Yes.
It's like going to like Applebee's or Chili's with a whole bunch of crap on the wall. It's like a
what's
restaurant.
Happening?
Like Cracker Barrel.
And I don't think they realized it either. I think because it's been there so long that I don't think they realized it was weird.
All right, well, let's get into that. We're going to talk about the strange things in your parents' house, too, coming up just after 7.
WNKS Charlotte. Starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Going to be kicking off the legendary Friday free-for-all at 7:45. Also, we get your New Kids on the Block tickets just after that. So make sure you stick around if you can. So a couple weeks ago, it was my dad's birthday, and I went into town to celebrate it. And I started noticing, especially in my mom's bathroom and her bedroom, there's a lot of weird stuff in my parents' house.
That's even stranger that it's in their bedroom, because I thought you were going to say it was in, like, a spare bedroom or, like, a room that nobody goes into that they kind of forgot about that it was even there.
No, it's in the public. And what it clearly is, my mother entertaining my dad's interests. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Clearly...
But your dad's on the road now.
I know. It's clearly, it's like, dad must like that, and so mom has to put it up. Because, like, in the bathroom, I was using the restroom, and on top of the cabinet where they keep the towels, pushed in the back, I'm like, what's looking at me?
Hmm.
And it was a golden Buddha, a statue.
Yeah.
And that's not their religion. They're not into that. Like, and then I look on their kitchen.
And that's a weird place for it, too.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing number two, and Buddha was staring at me. That was really strange. And then in the bathroom, my dad has, I think I counted, 15 colognes, just sitting on the bathroom counter.
Well, that's a little OCD, but
I thought the same way. And so I moved out of the bathroom. And by the way, if you've ever found any odd items in your parents' house, get on the phone and call us at 704-570-9595. I left the bathroom, and inside my mom and dad's bedroom, it's a beautiful bedroom. It's very rustic. And then in the corner is a gun cabinet. On top of the gun cabinet is a taxidermy snake, rattlesnake-looking thing. And what do you think that other animal is, Loren? It's like a
mongoose, maybe, or something. Strange.
It's not a taxidermied animal.
Wildlife.
And the snake is in a striking position with its tail wrapped around the thing.
I've seen that. I've actually seen that piece before.
And I've posted it online, and evidently it's a cartoon as well. There's like a whole series about it, I think, in Russia.
It's a hilarious Russian cartoon called The Mongoose and the Snake.
And so that was weird.
Where does your dad get all this stuff? Like, I know he goes to police auctions and stuff.
And
garage sales, yard sales.
Yeah, estate sales. And my dad does this thing, like, he'll work out a deal, and if he, like, puts, you know, does handiwork around your house, you pay him cash and then free crap. You know what I mean?
He gets
free crap out of it.
I want to hear you guys, man. What's the odd item in your parents' place? 704-570-9595. You know every parent has some weird knickknacks. You might have lived with it, then you move out, and then you go back, and you're like,
Right. And then on the above, walking into the kitchen, is a skeleton of what appears to be a bull, but the bull is way too small.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, is it a baby bull? Or did they make a fake skeleton of a bull and it's really small? I'm like, it's the weirdest thing.
That's funny.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. And then, like, in there, because my parents have a Christmas room. Whenever the kids moved out, they just made themed rooms.
Mm.
And in the Christmas room, they have, like, a life-size Santa.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I think it makes noise. I think, like, there's something wrong with it, because I won't be in the room and I hear ho, ho, ho.
Like, the battery's dying on it, they're shorting out.
There's something going on.
I had an Alf doll.
Terrifying.
The TV show Alf back in the 80s. He was like, hello. And he would talk.
Yeah.
And so I was scared. I was, like, you know, 6 years old. So I put him in my closet, and all of a sudden I hear, like, ho, ho, ho.
Let me out.
I'm, like, hiding under the bed. Yeah. I'm like, he's coming after me.
Yeah.
My mom's like, no, the battery's just dying, and they talk. I'm like, if the battery's dying, it shouldn't talk.
Right.
Take the batteries out.
So strange.
What if I took the battery out and it still talked?
Then you burn it.
All right, let's bring in, this is Cassie and Shelby. Hey, Cassie.
Hi.
Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. What'd you find?
In my grandparents' house, they have this, it looks like a rabbit doll, but it's holding a rabbit face on a stick, and underneath the face is a baby doll face.
That's weird.
That's really
weird.
It's
very weird.
Have you asked Grams and Gramps what it's about?
They just like it
for some reason.
Mm. Okay. All right. There. That's the other thing, too, is everybody has different tastes.
Yeah.
You know? My mom has a bunch of Hummels. Do you know what those are?
No.
They're from, like, Germany or Austria, which is supposedly where I'm from. I have, like, Austrian in me. And they're, like, ceramic statues. So it's like a little boy sitting on like a fence and the birds next to it. And then like they're supposed to be worth something.
Yeah, I was going
to
say they're worth some money.
Yeah, like my aunt passed away and we got the Hummels in the will. Hmm. Now they're still at my mom's house here in Waxhaw.
Wow, okay. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yes.
Hey, we're doing really well. What's the odd item you found in your parents' house?
Okay, so it actually traveled from my grandparents to my parents' house. It is a taxidermied owl. It used to sit at the top of the stairs at my grandparents' basement, so when you would open the door, it, like, freaked all of us kids out. And then it followed to my dad's house, where it now sits in his office and freaks out all the grandkids.
Your so dad had to have
really
it.
Really strange. Yeah, he had to have it. That was the one big thing he wanted, and we all kind of begged him not to get that, but...
It's funny what parents have, man.
Yeah.
And what's even funnier is when you lived with it, then you leave and come back, and you're like, this is so odd.
Yeah, people are texting to the studio. Somebody had an Alf doll, too, that did the same thing, by the way. But someone texted in from 704, said when they were downsizing their mother's house, she had an entire closet that was ceiling to floor with gourds.
What's a gourd?
Like it's like the pumpkin thing. Like, yeah. They come out around Halloween.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, let's talk to Angie in Lincolnton. Hey, Angie.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What'd you find?
My mom got a ton of the porcelain dolls.
Oh, let me tell you something. My family would buy me porcelain dolls growing up, and as soon as I was old enough, I threw all those things away.
Yeah, they're weird.
They are so freaky.
Yeah, she's got them in the bathroom, in the den, in the kitchen, in her room. Spare bedroom. She's got them everywhere.
Ooh. No, thank you.
Yeah, I had an aunt, the same aunt that gave my mom those Hummels, that had like a bedroom upstairs in the attic that had all these like old stuffed animals on it from when she was a kid in like the 1920s or
that's
whatever.
Like screaming, haunt me.
Hey, yeah. I know, it is weird, but
lots
really.
Of Conjuring.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, Angie. When you think about it, really all it is just a kid's toy, but from the 20s.
Yeah, I don't like it. And my mom once had a themed Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, I have Raggedy Ann and Andy's.
No, Loren, that's creepy. It's creepy seeing Raggedy Ann and whatever that other person's name everywhere in a room.
Raggedy was Andy a boy or girl?
I think it was a boy and a girl. Mm. Raggedy Ann and then Andy.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was Andy with an I.
No. Mm.
Well, that'd be cool.
All right, you guys, keep them coming. We love reading text messages about the strange things that you found in your parents' place. Also, I like what Roy was saying. His Santa is talking in the middle of the night. My Alf used to talk. Do you have a kid's toy, or was there some toy around the house that would just blurt out random things in the middle of the night? 704-570-9595.
Let's quickly take Pam and Elkin. Pam, we don't have much time, but what did you find?
I was actually spending the night with my mom, and I looked over on her night table, and she had a glass phone. And I went to her, and I said, Mom, why do you have this in your house? And she said, your dad was mowing. I found this really pretty piece of glass, and she thought it was this antique piece of glass.
That's awesome. Thanks, Pam.
I'm confused. Did the mom actually think it was just a pretty piece of glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's a brilliant lie.
I wonder if you break that to her, though.
You show her how you use it is what you do.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Hey, the crap in your parents' place is paying off dividends for us, Roy. We're getting funny messages and calls.
Let's head to the phones and bring in Jessica from Huntersville. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, I was talking about all the strange things I found in my mom and dad's house, even like a Buddha statue. And there's also this life-size Santa that I'm pretty sure in the middle of the night, like, talks. It says, I hear like a ho-ho-ho randomly.
That's terrifying.
So was there ever a time that something like went off, started talking?
Yes. Well, for starters, I didn't even think about this as a weird thing until Mamie said it, but my mom collects Hummels as well. And she has a whole, like, china cabinet full of them.
I know. I know.
I don't think it's strange to that generation, but I feel like it's a little strange to us.
Right.
But now, when I was 6 years old, all I wanted was a Furby, and I finally got one for my birthday. I hadn't even taken it out of the box. It was late. My mom made me go to bed. And in the middle of the night, from the corner of my room, I heard it go, play with me.
Oh, my gosh.
It was gone. I gave it to my neighbor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jess.
This is Jerrica in Hickory. Hey, Jerrica.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing well. So tell us about what was making that noise.
So when I was little, we were a big wrestling family. We loved to watch wrestling. And one of my favorites was Sting. Well, Mom and Dad got me a Sting doll that talked. You could move his arms, bend his legs, and he would talk and, like, yell at you. But we had to put him up in the closet because he started talking in the middle of the night.
What would he say?
Like, you could pinch his nose and he'd holler. You could bend his arm. Ow! Like, pin me.
Ooh, that's creepy in the middle of the night when you hear the Sting dog going, ow!
Yeah.
Thanks, Jerrica. One more.
And Brooke in Gastonia.
Hey!
Hi, Brooke. So tell us.
Well, I got to kind of tell you the background about this. So my mom, or my stepmom, and my dad used to be, quote-unquote, ghost hunters. So they would go to all these weird places in Gastonia and try to catch ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went to my elementary school one time, and I had a Neopet. If y'all remember Neopets, they had them in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it would go off. And without me even touching it. So my stepmom put it in the front seat because she thought I was messing with her. And then it went off, and I have never seen her drive so fast up the road. But another one was those brat cars that had the FM radio on it. And all of a sudden, it's only supposed to play the FM radio. But it went off at 2 o'clock one night, and all I heard was, Mama!
Oh,
that is creepy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brooke. Yeah, you get rid of that stuff.
Cash has this little farm animal puzzle set, and it's, like, light sensitive. I've changed the battery in it, like, 6 times, and if you shut the lights off, it goes off. So you'll hear, like, a random, like, meh. I'm like, okay.
Hey, Loren, we don't have a ton of time, but I know we're trying to play Ariana. She dropped her album at midnight, some new songs here. So let's do that quick.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
And while Mamie is pulling up those songs, if you missed it, Ariana Grande actually commented on Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale's new relationship. She was caught by the paparazzi and they asked her about it. She said, oh, they're so cute. So she's definitely for it. Now, her album did drop, and there's a couple songs on there that we are just loving. Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored is one of them. She also dropped a music video at the same time.
Okay.
I think that one's going to be a hit. And then Fake Smile is another one that we want to play.
You'll hear these all weekend long on Kiss.
Yeah,
nice. Those are nice.
Yep, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, you've got to hear the Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer did a collaboration, so stick around for that.
All right, let's play Can't Be Loren, 704-570-9595. She's got 40 wins. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Be Loren.
Loren.
On Kiss 95.1.
Sue and Ross, welcome to the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are playing Can't Beat Loren to kick off the weekend.
Yeah.
You guys on your way to school right now, Sue?
We are. We've got a carpool here. Ross was hoping we'd get to the last house, so we'd have a little extra help, but we're going to do our best.
Okay. What school are y'all going to?
Carolina International.
All right.
Whoa. Cool.
Yeah.
Carolina International.
All right. Go ahead and kick her out of the studio.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
All right.
Everybody's favorite part of the game.
Kicking her out.
There she goes. She's got a neck warmer on because her neck is all jacked up.
And she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear the questions. This is good for you, you guys, because maybe she's not on her game.
Yep, the injury might be holding her back from her 41st win. Let's see Sue and Ross, plus a carpool. This pop star just dropped her second album in 6 months, entitled it Thank You Next. Which pop star are we talking about?
Ariana Grande.
Nice. Beyonce's husband is helping 21 Savage after his arrest for overstaying a visa this week by providing some legal assistance. Who is Beyonce's husband who's helping him out?
Jay-Z.
And question three, Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin, are on the cover of Vogue magazine with a really cool article, by the way. Who is Hailey Baldwin's famous uncle who guest stars on SNL sometimes?
Alec Baldwin.
Question four, what artist nominated for her hit song Shallow has been announced as the performer as a performer on the 2019 Grammy Awards?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What artist nominated for her hit song Shallow has been announced as a performer at the 2019 Grammy Awards?
Nope. Lady Gaga.
And question five, the owner of Amazon says the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him. Who are we talking about?
Oh, gosh, I just picked it up last night, too.
Two. One.
Jeff Bezos.
Did she get it in?
Let's give it to her.
We're going to give it to her. Friday. Come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Come on in, Lorraine. It's going to be a tough battle. She got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
I saw Mamie doing the countdown in here, so I know it was probably close on a few.
She got it. All right. This pop star just dropped her second album in 6 months, entitled it Thank You Next. Who are we talking about?
Ariana Grande.
Beyonce's husband is helping 21 Savage after his arrest for overstaying a visa this week by providing legal assistance. Mm-hmm. Who is her husband?
Jay-Z.
Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin, are on the cover of Vogue magazine with a great article, too, by the way. Who is Hailey Baldwin's famous uncle who guest stars on SNL sometimes?
Alec Baldwin.
Which artist nominated for her hit song Shallow has been announced as a performer at the 2019 Grammy Awards?
Lady Gaga.
And question five, the owner of Amazon says that the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him. Who is that?
Jeff Bezos.
That is correct. All of them correct. You got a tie, Lorraine. That means you got 41 wins.
Sue and Ross and the whole crew in the car on your way to school. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
We can't beat Lorraine, but we can fire her.
Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for listening.
And stick around. Kicking off your weekend, Legendary Friday Free For All, plus your chance at New Kids on the Block concert ticket to comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Either yes or no, Aaron. What do you want to say? Yes or no? Yes, right. Good.
Good.
He doesn't even know what you asked. You didn't ask him anything.
We brought him down here, and we used up all the time we were going to talk to him on nonsense, and then we went on the air.
Yep. Yeah, you know.
But he just said yes to working on a weekend, so we appreciate it, buddy.
Story of our lives, nonsense.
We have something really cool. We'll tell you about it coming up here at the break. AA, you're on. And then we'll let you guys on the radio fam, know about this, too.
Well, as soon as we can.
Yes.
We don't know if it's public yet. No. Okay, so Robert De Niro, he's having a tough go with his divorce, and he showed up at court the other day, and he was surrounded by paparazzi. Now, the driver dropped him off at the wrong place and couldn't save him from the publicity. So the actor started screaming at the driver, and everybody could hear it.
This is De Niro in Cape Fear when he's at the movie theater watching a movie that wasn't funny.
Okay. He's just laughing.
Yeah, he's got a big cigar in his mouth. You ever saw Cape Fear?
No, I haven't seen any movie like before 2000.
This was like 92. It takes place in Cape Fear, North Carolina.
Yeah, so. All right. The Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer, they've got a new collaboration. They were teasing us with this, and we were hoping that it was true. This is Who Do You Love? You gotta make it easy.
That's pretty good.
I like the beep in the middle.
Yeah, that was a fun
you can
drop.
Just delete that next time.
I know. I don't. It's okay. Okay, so the NBA All-Star Game will be here next week. And, of course, everyone looks forward to the celebrity game. Now, I have a list of some of the celebrities that will be here playing in the game. Mm-hmm. recording artist Chris Daughtry will be here. Dr. Oz, Steve Smith will be playing in the game.
It's a little different from LA's lineup.
Yeah, a little different. Huh. Quavo will be here.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
Oh, we found out that Ray Shremmerd is going to be in town.
Cool.
And who is the other one?
We're still waiting to hear back from Steve Wilkos.
Yeah.
Steve Wilkos is trying. His kid's got a. There's a birthday party that he's supposed to take his kid to that day, so he's not sure if he's going to make it.
All right.
Oh, we can't get any cool celebrities to come. There's the
A-list. Guy Fieri passed.
Hey, I saw Floyd Mayweather was hosting a bunch of stuff. That's kind of cool.
Guy Fieri passed.
Tarek, you know Tarek from Flip or Flop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Can't make it. Can't make it. His dog has
a thing
that
yeah.
day. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ariana Grande, she just dropped her new album. And before we get into her new music, the paparazzi caught up with her and asked her about her ex, Pete Davidson's, relationship with Kate Beckinsale. And she said they're really cute together. She said so cute. Anyway, she has that new album out, and Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, seems to be the fan favorite. It even came with a music video today.
Lauren was naked in Paris, laying on a bit bare ass from service was like, wow, if I could get myself at this right now, if she wakes up,
really?
She'd throw me out. Dallas was out on the terrace. Room service didn't care, you were passed out. You were naked all by yourself. I have to show this to someone else.
Lauren was naked in Paris.
True story, everybody. Okay, what song
really
did you want?
It really is a true story. You should have played that when I was asking for Chainsmokers.
I couldn't get it in time. What song did you want from Ari?
Break Up With Your Girlfriend. Okay. I'm bored.
All right, here we go.
Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I like that.
Yep, and then another one that seems to be a fan favorite is Fake Smile.
Are you racking your brain for another B-level celebrity so that you can play along too, Roy? That didn't make the...
Yeah, only thing I keep thinking about is how much I'm going to laugh at Guy Fieri turning us down.
Like, that was the thing.
That guy goes everywhere. But he won't come to Charlotte for the All-Star.
Hello. Okay. Hey, guy. Celebrity All-Star Game. You want to make it? What is it?
Oh, is it where is it?
Yeah, where is
it's
it?
It's in Charlotte.
Can't do it. Getting my hair bleached that day.
You know, I'm a little busy.
All right. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Lauren like?
Okay. So a lot of my friends are thinking about babies right now. And it is a very... big misconception about how babies are made, I guess, with our generation. And it's not, I know, that's, I'm not talking about the birds and the bees, but fertility. And there's a new company, it's called Modern Fertility, that kind of tells you, tests your hormones and your fertility level and goes into very big detail about your egg count and everything else. Wow. It's $159, but I think it'll really help some people if they're thinking about going down that path.
You know, I found out that Vin Diesel and Nicolas Cage turned us down for the All-Star.
Terrible. Well, they're very busy. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Go check out that and other things that Lauren likes up on the website, kiss951.com. A new study is out. We found this online, and it's about roommates and whether roommates of the same sex or opposite sex get along better. We'll find out in under 5 minutes.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
All right, we need to hear roommate disaster stories, but specific roommate disaster stories. A new study came out and said in 2017, a huge number of people had roommates. Listen to this. 79 million adults... worldwide had roommates compared to 2004 when only 27% of people had roommates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Things are getting more expensive. People need roommates.
Surprisingly, according to this study, 68% of men and 63% of women admitted that they'd rather live with someone of the opposite sex. 74% find their female roommates attractive, and I think that is where the issue lies. And that's why we're wondering right now at 704-570-9595 to call us if you had an issue. And it doesn't, I don't want it to be like a pervy thing or a creepy thing.
It sounds like it.
But if you roomed with the opposite sex, did it work or did it not work? 704-570-9595.
It would be a failure for me. The moment I'd fart, I'd get kicked out.
I have a lot of guy friends, and I can't think of one that I would want to room with. And don't take offense to this, either of you, but...
No.
You included.
Yeah. I agree.
You don't want to room with me.
For women, the number of women who want to room with the opposite sex is still kind of high. It's quite a bit lower. It's 57%. That's more than half the women say they would rather live with a guy than a girl.
I mean, why is that, Loren?
Well, I wish I knew.
One out of three people in the study say that they've actually had some adult time with their roommate.
Maybe because it's a layup.
Easy.
You know what I mean? Like, if they can't find someone to go out with that night, then they just go across the hall. I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing that I can think of.
You done playing video games?
Yeah.
Do you want to knock it out?
Yeah. I mean, you staying home? Yeah. You staying home? Yeah.
All right.
Well, Netflix and chill.
I guess.
I'll go take a shower. Be out in a minute.
But I also would like to hear from people who say that rooming with the opposite sex works. Like, they'd rather do it because maybe they had a bad experience rooming with the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 704-570-9595. If you were a roommate with the opposite sex, did it work or not? We need your stories.
Kiss. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So, Ariana Grande's got new music, and the album dropped when? Midnight last night, Loren?
Yeah, and she's got a bunch of new songs out, plus a new video.
You know, I love, every time we've been talking about her this morning, I've been thinking about that stupid tattoo. I love the fact that she got seven rings tattooed on her, what was it, her hand?
Yeah, on her palm, the palm of her hand.
But evidently seven rings together spells out barbecue grill or something?
Well, yeah, so she tried to get seven rings tattooed on her hand in Japanese. But when she got it tattooed, the rough translation wasn't seven rings. It was like small charcoal finger grill. Like barbecue grill, you know. And then she tried to get it fixed, and she added a symbol, but then it just said, like, small barbecue finger grill. It's never been right since.
That's so funny.
Hey, Nicole, you have a bunch of tats. Is it ever a fear that, like, what you're asking for in a foreign language isn't going to be what you think it is?
No, because I don't ask for things in a foreign language.
For that reason?
Yeah, but, I mean, also, like I have a tattoo from Thailand that has, like one of their mantras. But it's their mantra. Like, they picked it out. They, like, I know what the mantra means to them, and I connected with it. So that's why I chose it.
It's not like she was trying to get something translated from her mantra into
but
their,
yeah. That happened to Lauren because she has a tattoo on her back in Spanish. And it says, not all who wonder are lost or whatever. But that's what it says in Spanish. But, like, when she goes to, like, Spanish-speaking countries, that's not, like, a thing that they say over there. So they always, like, chuckle at it. Because it still means the right thing. It's just, it's very, like, English.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very proper or something. Yeah.
They look at her and they're like, is she lost? Does she need help?
Keep checking her tattoos. Maybe there's an address.
Yeah. Oh, man, we've got to hear from you guys. If you ever had a tat say something different or even look different than what you asked for, 704-570-9595. In honor of Ariana dropping her album last night. By the way, here's a cut of this is a song called Needy. We played it earlier this morning. And then she's got another one called NASA, which is funny. Why is that funny, Loren?
Because it's supposed to be about Pete Davidson. He wore that NASA sweatshirt all the time.
You'll be drove her rockets up.
I don't think that's in the song.
No, it's not. That was the main mix.
All right, so 704-570-9595. If you have like a tattoo that didn't come out quite the way you were hoping, give us a phone call.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You got a tattoo and it didn't come out the way you intended. Tattoo regrets is what we want to hear at 704-570-9595. Let's bring in to the MRL Morning Show, Tina. Tina, welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Mama Porter, we're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, funny tattoo that Austin got. Brandon got the fruit tat first.
So let's just back up real quick, Tina, so people understand, because maybe they're just jumping on and don't know. Austin Porter is part of the group, pretty much, National Recording Artists. And Tina's his mama. So somebody in the band got a tat, and then they all followed. Is that what happened?
Yeah, Brandon got the pretty much tattoo first, which was the day that they moved in, with March 18th, 2016, and they got it in Roman numerals. Well, Brandon drew it out for his right arm, and then Austin got it second, and he took the drawing to the tattoo artist, and he put it on his left arm, so it was upside down. So Austin's tattoo is upside down.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
He didn't notice until he looked in the mirror and held his arm upside, you know, held his arm there to show his tattoo, and it was upside down. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
See, I've never gotten a tat, Tina, so I don't know, like, the process. Like, can you stop the guy? Because, like, we're talking permanent here.
Oh, yeah.
You know? All right.
Yeah, it's permanent.
All right, tell Austin and the boys we said hi.
Tattoos. I will.
All right, see ya.
I guess you would have to get it covered up and then, like, re-get it somewhere.
I guess.
All right, let's talk to Ginger and Hickory. Hey, Ginger. Ginger? Yellow.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hey, Ginger. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Sorry, my phone was bad.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Hold on. Real Ginger.
I'm getting another call. Hold on.
Okay, hang on.
Ginger.
Ginger? Yes. Hi, Ginger. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. You know, there was this big delay at the beginning. We didn't know if you were there or not.
Oh. Yes, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So what happened when it came to your tat?
My best friend and I, we were both getting dragonfly tattoos behind our right ears.
It's cute.
And she got hers done first. Hers came out perfect. But mine actually looks like a worm with wings.
Did the same tattoo artist do it?
Yes, it's that same tattoo artist.
I mean, what, were they drinking between the two tattoos? Like, why was it so different?
I actually don't know. I know he went out for a few minutes, and he came back in and immediately started on mine. And, of course, I couldn't see because it's behind my ear. If I would have seen during the process, I would have stopped him, but...
You still got that worm on your ear? You still got it there?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Yeah, you didn't change it or anything? Because that's the other thing you can do is you can change it.
Yeah, the problem is I'm, like, disabled now, so I don't have the money to...
Yeah, you got other concerns for you. Okay. All right, Ginger. Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out with the MRL show out there in Hickory. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I listen to y'all every day. I love y'all guys.
Oh,
Thank you.
That means a lot. Have a great weekend, okay, Ginger?
Y'all too, and thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
I was wondering if maybe the dragonfly affected her ear, because when we said something to her, she didn't answer right away.
Yeah,
but clearly it was her phone.
This is Lauren in Statesville. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We are fantastic, Lauren. Tell us about that tattoo regret.
Well, it's not my tattoo. It's a friend's tattoo. But her and her sister decided they were going to get, you know, matching foot tattoos. And it's supposed to say sisters in Italian. Well, they actually have, like, sister nuns. Like, not, like, biological sisters, like, nuns.
Right, like,
on their foot.
Yes. Growing up in school, you had brothers, fathers, and then sisters.
Yeah.
That rough translation.
They have basically nun written across their feet.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
How'd they find that out?
Actually, you know what? I'll have to ask her about. I don't know the backstory on how they figured that out.
Because that's a moment.
Yeah.
Yes, because for the longest time, they really thought it just said sisters in Italian.
Great.
And someone had to correct them, and they were just like, oh. So it's none, like Sister Nun.
That is embarrassing.
They better watch themselves. They could go to the Vatican, though, and I'm sure meet the Pope.
Sure.
You'd like to see them. Thanks,
fair.
Lauren.
That would be funny. That
have a good one.
Funny. Have a great day.
They could have them blessed.
See, this is why we don't do it, Nicole. You have enough tats for all three of us.
Yeah.
We're afraid of an error.
Right. Because Lord knows I'd be the first one to get an error. We do, by the way, want to wish Kristen a happy birthday, turning 34. Kristen from Clover, South Kakalaki.
Yeah.
Happy flippin' birthday.
Go, Kristen. It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. Get it, Shody.
we're an hour late. Send her the audio, Chris. Nicole?
Yeah. There's a podcast you can listen to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.